Well, it's been about 5 years since Western Queensland town of Quilpie has been out of drought, but Mayor Stuart McKenzie says there is still a sense of optimism in that Western Queensland town. And a visit by Australia's new Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, this week had only added to that sense that there are better times ahead. The ABC's Alex Easton asked Councillor McKenzie what the Prime Minister took away from his trip to Quilpie.
Oh, it was very good. He admitted himself. He, you know, he's a Sydney boy. He didn't really know a lot about what happens out in the rural areas, and you know, certainly got a real perception of what life's like. The dryness of it all, obviously, but also just how, you know, programs like the exclusion fencing, the wild dog fencing, how critical that issue is for us. And the drought programs they have in place, what are working, what could sort of be better. So, it was a really good trip. Mm.
How long has your community been in drought now?
We got drought declared in July 2013. 5 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, look, we had some relief. Some of the Shire had relief rain in 2016, the winter, but never enough to take it out of drought declaration, and yeah, that was it really. The rest of the time has been, you know, it does rain. I was talking to PM today. I mean, it just doesn't rain at all. But our rainfall's just been very low.
Does it feel like this is becoming sort of a way of life now?
Look, we've had a dry run since 2001, but as I was talking to PM. Based on, you know, I've got records here back to 1888. It's not as bad as the similar period happened over the Federation drought time. And we had a really good run up until 2000. So there's sort of these bigger cycles of play. But, it's happened before. And you just have to learn to sort of come out of it, really. And the difference now, though, from what, say, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, is that our commodity prices are right up. Our markets, wool markets, never been better. There's a certain optimism in the air for a lot of graziers as long as it can rain. So, you know, we know everything's in place there for a pretty good future, but we just need more rain than we're getting.
Does it, because you don't know when it's going to rain, though. Like, you can sort of look at it and go, well, yep, this is, and it must be really frustrating, sort of, when you're looking at prices being up, but you just need the rain so you can support the stock. Not knowing when that's going to happen must be just horrible.
Well, yeah, it is, but I mean, that's the nature of the business. Any farmer knows that's how it is. You know, in some ways, the people who put crops in, it happens a lot quicker. You go through the same thing, but it happens, you know, you actually spend a lot of money to plant a crop, and then the rain just doesn't come and the whole thing's a failure. We do have time in the grazing industry to actually plan ahead. The return we're getting from wool, for instance, does allow you to spend more on feed, so it's worth your while to keep your stock and feed them rather than selling them. So, you know, we've always got options, but... yeah, you've got to weigh them up, do your figures, do your planning, and sort of act accordingly.
Do you have ideas on what needs to be done sort of now and into the future to sort of fix this situation?
Yeah, look, I presented a paper with sort of short-term, medium-term and long-term solutions for our region. So short-term, for instance, there's quite a lot of money floating around in the farm household allowance. And even donations, because of the drought that media is giving, the amount of media the drought's getting, that people are donating, which is wonderful. But you know, that sort of money, if we could convert that to vouchers that can be spent in our local businesses, that would be great value for money as far as that money goes. We certainly talked about that and how that could be done. And that's, so the people getting the donated funds or the farm household allowance, that money then gets turned around in the community through our local businesses, you know, you're basically getting doubly effective. That's
something the QCWA is doing with the drought appeal, I believe.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, and you know, there's a whole lot of different charities, state governments involved, and it's hard probably for federal government to be that involved, but if they can be, if there can be some sort of collaboration and consistency about how those donated funds and the allowances that are available now get rolled out, that would be terrific. Certain medium-term things and long-term things I talked about, but, you know, that's all will be given to him with the support of the public here, the councils around me and my own council. So he's certainly taken that away with things to look at.
So it was a fairly heartening sort of a visit.
Yeah, look, it was. It really was. I think any time that, you know, we had the Deputy Prime Minister as well and Bridget McKenzie, the Minister for Regional Development, Regional Services, Rural Health, and local government, and David Littleproud, the agricultural minister there as well. So, you know, to have that caliber of people bothering to come out is certainly very heartening.
So, yeah, wouldn't it be too? That was the mayor of a Western Queensland town there, Councillor Stuart McKenzie. He is the mayor of the Quilpie town, and he was speaking there to Alex Easton.